A Santa Barbara County-based nonprofit known for helping those in need around the world with medicine and medical supplies during disasters is taking on one of its most ambitious projects yet. Direct Relief has announced a $150 million program to try to tackle issues which affect the health of people in communities impacted by historic racism and socioeconomic disparities.
This was organic. This wasn't because of our brilliance or some fundraising technique. This was people finding us and asking us if we could do something. And so I think after George Floyd, even COVID was looked at through a different lens. I think it was this reawakening or re-recognition that things aren't where we would like them to be as a country, and that certain people don't have the same opportunities for health or much else.
Thomas Tyke is Direct Relief's president and CEO. He says because of the nonprofit's extensive experience supporting and working with community and free clinics around the country, it was asked to spearhead the effort.
The desire was to see if, as we get through COVID and we're not taking our foot off the gas, is there anything that could be done to lean into these underlying issues? And for us, we said, yes, we would love to do that. Typically, in Direct Relief, it's you respond, you don't wait, you do what you need to do to sort of put out the fire. It is important that the groups that we know do good work and have devoted their lives to really addressing more equitable access to health services, they don't have access to philanthropic resources.
Tyke says while the creation of the funds is just being announced this week, they already have $75 million in commitments.
The biopharmaceutical company AbbVie, Mackenzie Scott, the philanthropist, surprised us with an extraordinarily generous gift. And one of the NBA teams, the Miami Heat, was aware of what we were doing, and they've supported Direct Relief in the past. And they said, well, you know, sign us up. We'd like that. And then the NBA, the league, heard about it and said, this is really important.
The Direct Relief official says the focus of the fund is to look past immediate health care costs because there are different sources of funding for those efforts. The idea is to listen to providers and fund projects which can create healthier communities.
If you ask, as we often do when we can, what do you think makes most sense? They have really good ideas. A lot of them are non-clinical, things that will allow them to help their patients who are in their envelopes learn how to shop better, cook differently, and make healthier food. They know it makes sense. They don't get any money for that. You know, they get paid for taking care of people if and when they get sick, not to keep them healthy so much. So access to some discretionary money for people who are devoted and committed and understand the communities they live in, it goes a long way.
And Tyke says unlike many grant givers, they won't push specific projects or goals. They'll let the community medical providers set the agendas.
The people who are on the front line, what do you think makes most sense? And we recognize that. Direct Relief is a support organization. Everything we learn is derivative from listening to people. And so that's the hope, is just, first of all, listen, try to see what will make sense in certain areas and with respect to certain populations or certain issues, and do everything we can to support the best ones we find.
Direct Relief has created an advisory board with some experienced people in the field to guide the grant process.
Regina Benjamin, our former Surgeon General of the United States, Byron Scott on our board, the head of the National Hispanic Health Alliance, Jane Delgado, Dr. Martha Dawson, who's the head of the National Black Nurses Association, and Gail Smalls, who's an attorney with deep experience and long commitment to helping lift and change the circumstances of Indigenous people.
The Fund for Health Equity is kicking off with a big splash this week. In addition to the $75 million commitment, it will be one of the featured recipients of some of the fundraising efforts during the NBA's All-Star Game weekend. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.